You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The journey of Nina and her partner reveals a transformative approach to healing relationship disconnection through body-aware techniques. Their story begins with a familiar struggle. Unexpected arguments erupting seemingly from nowhere, physical intimacy leading to emotional withdrawal, and a frustrating pattern where, despite both wanting closeness, their bodies would react defensively before their minds could process what was happening. Through discovering the soft approach, they learned that the key to breaking these cycles lies in understanding and working with their body's responses, rather than fighting against them. The method begins with developing individual body awareness, a crucial first step that many couples skip in their rush to resolve surface-level conflicts. Both partners dedicated time to carefully mapping their physical responses, noting areas where they held tension or experienced numbness before engaging in potentially triggering situations. A fundamental practice they adopted was the conscious placement of a hand on reactive areas of their bodies, whether chest, belly, or other regions that signaled distress. This simple yet powerful technique helped them create a detailed awareness of their personal triggers and safety zones. By understanding these physical patterns, they could begin to recognize the early warning signs of emotional disconnection before they escalated into full-blown conflicts. The soft approach emphasizes the importance of moving at a pace that respects both partners' boundaries. This means explicitly acknowledging that it's not only acceptable, but sometimes necessary to pause, take a breath, or temporarily step away when feeling overwhelmed. This represents a significant departure from traditional relationship advice that often pressures couples to push through discomfort or resolve issues immediately. Co-regulation emerged as a cornerstone of their healing process. This involves intentionally creating moments where partners can calm their nervous systems together through synchronized activities. These might include breathing in unison, sitting quietly side by side, or holding hands while maintaining awareness of their individual comfort levels. Through consistent practice, these small moments of connection began to reshape their automatic stress responses into patterns of mutual support. The transformation didn't happen overnight, but gradually their relationship dynamics shifted in meaningful ways. Arguments that once spiraled out of control became less intense and more manageable. Physical intimacy, which had been a source of tension and withdrawal, evolved into a safer and more connected experience. They discovered that co-regulation isn't an innate ability, but rather a skill that can be developed and strengthened over time. For those interested in implementing these techniques, the process starts with simple self-observation exercises. Before entering potentially challenging conversations or intimate moments, take time to conduct a brief body scan, noting areas of tension or ease. Place a hand on a part of your body that feels safe and take several conscious breaths. When circumstances allow, invite your partner to join you in these grounding practices through shared breathing, quiet presence, or gentle eye contact. The soft approach fundamentally teaches that authentic connection grows from a foundation of physical safety and self-awareness. By learning to regulate our nervous systems both individually and together, couples can transform reactive patterns into responsive, nurturing interactions. This body-based methodology offers practical tools for deepening intimacy and understanding between partners. The effectiveness of this approach lies in its accessibility and straightforward nature. Rather than requiring complex therapeutic interventions, it provides simple, implementable tools that couples can begin using immediately. The emphasis on honoring personal boundaries and comfort levels creates an environment where natural healing can occur without forced timelines or artificial pressure. For professionals in therapeutic or body-centered practices, the soft approach offers valuable tools for supporting clients through relationship challenges. The methodology provides a structured framework for addressing both individual and couple dynamics through the lens of nervous system regulation and embodied awareness, making it a valuable addition to existing therapeutic practices. The transformation Nina and her partner experienced demonstrates that even deeply ingrained patterns of disconnection can be healed through consistent attention to body awareness and co-regulation. Their story offers hope and practical guidance for couples seeking to build stronger, more resilient relationships based on mutual understanding and physical safety. Thank you for joining us on the Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.